Across 45 states, some 400 school districts have pushed the start time for teenagers back after 8 a.m. There's the Davis Joint Unified School District in California, Sturgis Public Schools in Michigan, Jessamine County Schools in Kentucky. Nevada, Rhode Island, Maine, and other states are considering statewide mandates with similar legislation. But now the biggest state of all, California, is weighing in. Legislators there are considering a bill that would require all middle and high schools to open 8:30 or later. Well, it's ignited quite a debate, and let's have it now. First, State Senator Anthony Portantino, a Democrat representing the San Fernando, San Gabriel Valleys. He proposed the bill. He joins us in the studio to talk about it. Happens to be in town. Senator, you want to move it back to 8:30. Why?
Well, there's been 20 years of research that was crystallized in an American Academy of Pediatrics study that was published in 2014 that says high school and middle school, teenage school start time should be no earlier than 8:30 for basically two reasons. Teenage biology and development prevents them from falling asleep before 11 or 10:45 on average. Mm-hmm. So this idea that parents should just put their kids to bed earlier is contrary to actual biology of the teens. They're physically incapable of falling asleep before 11.
Most people who have tried it understand that.
Right. Yeah. And also in concert with that is teenagers should get about 10 hours of sleep at night, and they get 4.5 to 5 hours of sleep a night. The other piece of the science is the morning deep sleep that teens do get is the most therapeutic and most healthy time for them to be rejuvenated and heal and be healthy. The 400 school districts around the country that have moved to a late start have seen remarkable results. Test scores have gone up, GPA gone up, graduation rates gone up, and attendance has gone up. At the same time, depression goes down, obesity goes down, drug use goes down.
Really, just from moving the school start time from 8 to 8:30. You also say that, you know, there's proof that there's fewer car accidents because kids aren't as tired.
Absolutely. A number one killer of teens in America, car accidents. Car accidents significantly go down with that extra hour of sleep in the morning. Number two killer of teens is suicide. The number of depressed and suicide thoughts goes down. So that's why it's important to look at this as a statewide issue, because it's a public health issue.
But you know the argument that it may be practically impossible in many homes, because unlike years ago when we actually did start school later, we have two working parents or single working parents in most homes, and they can't be there to get that child to school they have to go to work.
Here's what's exciting about that. Children of working parents are the most sleep deprived. Those kids see the greatest benefit from that extra hour of sleep. The bill has a 2-year implementation cycle, so communities can come together to work with their working parents, work with the logistics of each community to put this in place.
But what if it's the parent that has to get the kid to school and they have to drive them at a certain time, which is earlier, in order for them to get to work on time?
Communities come together to adjust, but what happens is the working parents who have to struggle to get there come back afterwards and say, my goodness, I haven't had this great a relationship with my kids. They're performing better. And that's what the research conclusions draw. They say, yes, there are adult-based logistical issues, but the overriding significant positive benefit to the teens is worth that inconvenience.
Do you worry about the extra costs that might be incurred, bus routes that might have to be implemented?
Right now, there's an extra hour of after-school time that schools have to budget to accommodate. They shift those resources to the morning. School districts will flip their bus schedule. They'll take the big kids first and then use the buses for the little kids. Those who will argue against this will say there's increased costs, but the evidence doesn't show that. Those who argue against this will say somehow it's going to affect sports schedules. Well, the reason why it's a mandate is so all of the after-school schedules are coordinated.
Well, but the argument is don't do it statewide. Don't make it one size fits all, because not every district is the same.
And that's why we're agnostic on what's called zero period. For the districts that have those voluntary programs before first period, we're not touching what happens before first period.
Are you saying a district would be able to have a period before 8:30 where kids could be brought in to do something if their parents have to go to work?
Many, 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 many school districts have a zero period, which is before first period. This bill is completely and totally agnostic on zero period. Now, what's great about it is, let's say your school district starts at 7:30, first period. Your zero period is at 6:30 now. So again, that slides back later too. So even those kids in zero period are seeing the benefit from the later start. So the arguments against it are logistical, parent-adult-based arguments. How many times have you heard a politician, how many times have you heard a community leader say, we should think about our kids, and we should put the best interests of our healthy kids first. That's what this does.
California State Senator Anthony Portantino, his bill that will require California middle and high schools to start no earlier than 8:30 in the morning first period, will go for a final vote next month. Senator, thank you.
You got it. Thank you very much.
Well, now, for the other side of the debate, let's bring in Nancy Chavez Espinoza, a legislative advocate with the California School Boards Association, or CSBA. They oppose Senator Portantino's later school start legislation. Nancy, why?
CSBA recognizes the importance of students getting enough sleep. Of course we do. Many of us are parents. We don't oppose later start times. We oppose this bill because it imposes a one-size-fits-all approach that we don't actually think will result in kids getting more sleep. The reason for that is that most working parents don't have the choice to start work later. Already, there's too little funding for school buses and for before-school programs, so kids will be dropped off at the same time they're already dropped off at school.
Well, and the senator made the point that there is this zero class that starts before homeroom or the beginning of the day, and that that would be moved back a little bit. So in other words, if it was 6:30, it would be 7:30 in this case. But you're saying what? That parents, because of their work schedules, would have to drop the kids off even earlier?
Two things. The zero period actually complicates things. It effectively creates two different start times for the regular school day. It creates more difficulties in terms of staffing and transportation. So working parents who don't have the flexibility to start work an hour or more later are effectively left with two choices. They can drop off their kids at the time they're dropping them off now, regardless of whether or not there's anyone at school to supervise them and make sure they're safe, or they can leave their kids as young as 11 years old, responsible to get themselves to school. And you have to remember, we have school choice here in California, so not everybody attends a neighborhood school within walking distance.
But what do you say about all the science, all the studies? The University of Minnesota found students who sleep 8 or more hours less likely to have depression or fall asleep in class. Both the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association say middle and high schools should start no earlier than 8:30. What do you say to that?
We definitely want our kids to arrive on campus rested and ready to learn. There seems to be a mistaken impression out there that school boards are not qualified to weigh the scientific evidence and to make the appropriate decision. But in fact, school boards routinely weigh this type of evidence when we're deciding what kinds of programs and interventions to set up for our students. And it's important to note that the studies that have been presented to our legislators here in California omit some pretty important points. For example, they don't talk about the effect that exposure to the blue light from cell phones and tablets is having on circadian rhythms of teens.
And nobody doubts that there is an issue of cell phones and kids and staying up late at night. But as you know, a clinical professor at the Stanford Center for Sleep Sciences and Medicine, Rafael Paleo, wrote a letter to your organization saying that you've misrepresented the study that was published in the journal Nature in 2017. There is simply no controversy, Dr. Paleo writes. Adolescents in the U.S. are sleep deprived. It's affecting their health. And he urges your group to reconsider your opposition to this bill. Isn't there a chance that something can be done to address what is a serious concern of yours, that parents are the ones who have to get these kids to school, and more and more parents, and in particular single parents, are working and working earlier hours? Isn't there something school districts can do to take care of those kids?
So first off, I haven't seen that letter, Robin, it's important to separate the phenomenon, the symptom of sleep deprivation, from the one-size-fits-all solution that this bill would impose. Many school districts that have explored this issue and considered adopting later start times determined that the better solution for them was to reexamine the homework load so that they could make sure that kids wouldn't be staying up late doing their homework, for example. That's why school times should be a local decision informed by parents and teachers, those who know the students and the community best. And unfortunately, this bill would negate the entire public decision-making process. And we just don't think that's the best way to do right by kids.
Yeah. That's Nancy Chavez Espinoza, legislative advocate for California School Boards Association, the CSBA. They oppose the bill in California, which would require middle and high schools to start at 8:30 or later. Nancy, thank you. We'll follow this.
Thank you, Robin.
So, has your school district gone to later start times for teens? Is your state considering it, as California is? We'd love your thoughts at hereandnow.org.